Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Evil with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Schneedle. It's week 8 of the Mulver Football Podcast. We're on game day, Schneeds. How are we doing?
Doing great. Football Friday night is upon us.
A long day for us, traveling up to Columbus, to Otterbein, Westerville, Ohio, to face the Wildcats from St. Ignatius. But so let's hit the rewind button, talk about last Friday. We traveled over to the Pit to face the 3-3 Elder Panthers. Beautiful night, great venue, great crowd. But I think the greatness of that evening ended right there.
Well, it certainly ended about 6 or 8 seconds into the game as we fumbled the first play from scrimmage. Now, you know, Rob, those things happen, and, you know, really good teams can have that happen and rebound. Unfortunately, and I'm not trying to be negative to the Crusaders, but unfortunately we got ourselves into a 21-0 hole, and it was, in essence, insurmountable. Now, I give the kids credit. They fought their way back. We got to a 21-14 game. And, Rob, I even alluded to it on the broadcast that it just looked like the Elder defense all of a sudden was not very sure of themselves. I don't want to say confused. That's not the right word, I don't think. But they just didn't seem comfortable covering the Crusaders.
Well, we were keeping them honest because our run game started to work a little bit. Then our passing game was, you know, so they, you know, we had to keep them on their toes, especially those 8 to 12-yard passes. It was what meant to be. You know, the one thing I talked to John when I interviewed him on Wednesday, I cannot remember. You know, I've been following Mulver since 78, and I don't ever remember a Mulver varsity football team that had 6 guys going both ways in a game. Can you?
No, that just makes it not only does it make it tough in a particular game, it makes it tough as the season wears on. That is a lot. I know it's grit and grind is the theme, so to speak, but that is a lot of grinding right there. It's just, you know, it affects you game to game. It affects you during the game in the later stages of the game, and that's an awful lot to ask.
It is, especially at the level that Mulver competes at with all of their opponents on the schedule. It just makes it tough. You don't have any downtime to recharge. And another thing you don't have, and, you know, this kind of gets lost, you don't have that time on the sideline to sit down with your coaches and tell them what you're seeing and scheming and making adjustments because you don't leave the field. You know, that's one of the things people don't realize. There's a lot of great stuff that goes on the sidelines when you come out. You know, since Coach Rodenberg bought the Echo system, you know, we send replays down to the sideline onto iPads that the coach's booth has one, and then there's one for offense and one in defense on the sideline. So when they come over, when they're off the field, and talk about it and show different things on the iPad, Jeff, that's a really valuable time.
And Rob, you're spot on, because if you have two of your offensive linemen that are out playing defense and you're trying to make those adjustments, and it's just so tough to do on the fly. And, you know, let's face it, football is a game of adjustments. There's sometimes you have the greatest game plan in the world and you got to pitch it a couple of minutes into the game. Other times you got to tweak things, you got to make adjustments. Sometimes, how many times you see a game where a team gets the ball and they march right on down the field and they get it done, and then sometimes they don't score again
because
the teams just make adjustments, and here's what we got to do. And you're spot on that it just makes it extremely tough, not only from the wearing down factor, but the mental factor, and making, most importantly, the adjustment factor.
I mean, think about it. Coach Dixon sees something on splits or something on footwork, on zone blocking or something, and communicates to 3 of the guys, but 2 of his other guys are out on the field playing defense. So they're like, how do you get that message to them? So it's, you know, we're just trying to paint a picture that, just because they're going both ways, there are a lot of things that make it really tough other than just going both ways. And, we got a young team to begin with, and then we get a lot of injuries, got guys going both ways. And then add on top of all of that, it's got to be the top 5 toughest schedule in the country.
Right, and it certainly doesn't get easier. And, Rob, I mean, I look at the schedule. Our next 3 games, we play teams that are 7-0,
right,
and highly, very highly ranked in their region, division, however you want to look at it. So I don't know how many times I've just never seen where you got 3 games to go and you're playing 3 undefeated opponents. I mean, there's not a break on the horizon. Now, that's the bad news. Rob, the good news is if they can play with one of these teams and get something done, there's a chance they can take a playoff spot.
Right, yeah. Our opponents, nobody's feeling sorry for the Molar Crusaders with the success of the last 52 years. I'm sure there are several opponents that are relishing seeing Molar down. We just got to fight through it. When I saw Steve Shuck come out with his plan, forecast for the 10 weeks, and next to Molar it said 3-7. Maybe it will end that way. I just can't believe it.
It is very hard to wrap your head around. And Rob, I hate to say it, but it's like, it was hard losing a game or two back in the day.
No doubt. And now giving up points.
Exactly. Now it's like the numbness is kind of even worn off a little bit. And I hate to say that, but that's just the reality. It doesn't hurt as much. It's there and it does hurt, but it not as much as it seemed like it used to. And I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to fathom.
Well, at the end of the day, we got to support the program, the school, and that's what we're here to support. On this particular Friday, the Crusaders fell short 42-14. I interviewed John. We talked about the bus ride home, and he said it's quiet and there's a lot of reflection. And these guys want to go out and do well. They're just they don't have all the bullets that they normally do. And I think a stat: if Mitch McKenzie does not start tonight, he's been fighting back spasms. If we start with Austin Bradfish, I believe that this will be the ninth quarterback in 3 years for the Crusaders that would start tonight. So if that doesn't tell you the kind of rocky road that we've faced here the last 3 years, because that's been a position that has been one that's been filled for 2 or 3 years over those successful campaigns.
Sure. Well, that's a luxury. And even think of the situation where you had Ike Avone, and then Ragland Ragland couldn't even get out. We all know what Gus did his senior year, and he had to kind of wait his time. And
then he had to play ZNX.
And then you had Crable that was right behind him. I mean, these are good, and I'm not saying anything about the quarterbacks today, but it's just when you start going, two, three, four deep, I mean, the depth just isn't there. But, Rob, the Elder game, as I said, it got ugly early, but I give the kids credit because they fought back into a position where you could feel the momentum. I mean, we're on the Elder side. You could see them, the Elder fans kind of quieted down, said, "Oh man, we were up 21-0. This is like a roll. This is going to be this will be quick business." All of a sudden, it's 21-14. Now again, minute 9, they are able to run down the field and punch another one in, and for all intents and purposes, that kind of took the wind out of our sails. But I do give the kids credit. I mean, they could have been down 21-0. It could have gotten ugly 35-0. And that didn't happen. But in the end, just a tough loss and, a very tough second half.
So by the end of Friday night, Crusaders were 3-4 and come into week 8 heading up to Otterbein University. But before we get into tonight's game, let's go back and talk a little bit about the lower levels for Molar football. It was a tough week for Molar football across the board. The Panthers handed the Crusaders 4 L's, but let's talk about it like we always do. The JV hosted Elder on Saturday at 10 a.m. The Crusaders fell short 29-14. The Crusaders didn't have a quarterback. The quarterback that was supposed to play on JV got hurt in the varsity game, so they had a DB running quarter. I'm not here making excuses. I'm just reporting the facts. It was a tough offensive day for the JV Crusaders. 29-14, Elder prevailed. This Saturday, the JV will travel up to Otterbein University Saturday morning. So they'll travel up Saturday morning to face St. Ignatius Wildcats at 11:30 at Otterbein University. Should be a tough one. I'm guessing some of them may stay over so they don't have to go up and back on two different days. The freshman football team went in to play for the GCL Championship at Elder on Wednesday. That was at Molar. And they fell short 21-18. And Schneids, they missed 3 PATs.
Ugh.
They missed 3 PATs, or it would have been a tied ball game. But like John said when we interviewed on Wednesday, that he was very pleased. He saw the majority of that game, and there's a real, you know, as I've said all year, there's a lot of football players on that freshman team, and it's going to be an exciting team to watch. But they fell to the Panthers 21-18, missed three PATs, and then Thursday they traveled over for the B game at the Pit, and they lost 21-7. So let's turn the page on this week for the Crusader football, and they will play, freshmen will play 10 a.m. at Otterbein. It's a fun trip for the kids. They get to go up to Columbus, play on a really nice stadium, and that'll be at 10 a.m. And
Otterbein's great. That's a great setup. We love it. The sun's at our back, and it's beautiful, you know, a beautiful campus. You know, it's kind of fun to get out and see some of the college scene as well, and the Crusaders get to play Ignatius there for a second year in a row, and you know, we enjoy the trip, so it's good stuff.
A good trip. It's a good time for us to take a break. We'll come back, talk about the other GCL South schools, how they're faring this season, and then discuss the St. Ignatius Wildcats. This is Rob Ebel and Jeff Schneider. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it.
Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Schneidel. Schneids, I'm struggling to get through this, man. It's been a tough week for me. I've been hacking it up, head cold. So hopefully I can get through this last segment in voice without coughing on you.
Well, you know, tough week for the Crusaders, but you know, some toughness around the league as well. Some, you know, obviously when you get a couple teams going head to head in league play, there's going to be some winners, there's going to be some that get down. And looks like over on North Bend Road, it was kind of similar to the Crusaders getting down early, that's what happened with the Lancers at the Bombers.
Yeah, GCLSouth.com review of the other three GCL South varsity football teams from last week. The Lancers traveled over to Balaban Stadium to face the number one ranked St. Xavier Bombers, and if people doubted anything about the Bombers, I think they proved themselves 42-7. I think that was the halftime score, and there were no points scored in the second half. Does that sound right?
I know it was huge. It was like, wasn't it like 35-0 first quarter? I mean, it was.
Yeah, I think 42-7 was halftime score, and that ended up being the final.
That's just one of those, you know, as we were getting updates, kind of like you're shaking, like, okay, it's a typo. Someone put a 5 after the 3. It's really 3-0. No, it's 35-0. And, you know, Rob, you know, I have to say we've been there at times over the years, so on both ends of that. So
yeah, it's no, tough. Yeah, it's a tough one when you get that running clock.
Well, you know, main thing is, you know, I think from a coach's standpoint, you know, almost on both sides, you know, the game is pretty much over. You just don't want kids to get injured and you know, some things like that to happen. But you know, yeah, you got to give St. X some credit, a lot of credit. They were 4-5 last year, losing at halftime down in Louisville, and here, you know, they ran off you know, 6 wins last year, and they're what, 7-0 this year. So I mean, that's 13 in a row. You know what? And you know, they may have had one fairly weak opponent in there, but other than that, I mean, they're going against some of the best.
I think they're the best Cincinnati high school football team since the Gus Raglan Moeller Crusader team. You know, so that's saying a big thing, because Gus's team was pretty solid. So, all right, LaSalle Lancers, this week they travel to St. Vincent, St. Mary up in Akron. They're a Division III school, so It's always tough getting on the road and traveling a distance on and playing on the day you travel. So we'll see how the Lancers fare in that one.
And maybe what helps LaSalle there is they get to play someone who's not as familiar with them.
Right.
I mean, some, you know, kind of like some fresh meat. I mean, obviously, you know, last 2 weeks they've had GCL games.
Yeah, it's been tougher for sure. The St. Xavier Bombers host Football North via Clarkson SS. They're from Ontario, Canada. I can't even imagine what that score is going to be, but it's a week off for the Bombers, if you will. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the guys on the sideline will get on film.
Well, and I think that team also came down and played Lakewood St. Ed's a couple weeks ago. I mean, it wasn't too embarrassing of a score, but, you know, it was a big difference.
So kind of a week off for the Bombers. Elder Panthers have their hands proverbial full this week. They travel to Winton Woods, and Winton Woods is 7-0, and number two team in Region 8, Division 2, and
this year's honorary GCL South member is beat LaSalle. They're going to play Elder, and then we finish up with them, and that's no easy treat, as I mentioned before.
Got his hands full.
Well, we get 3 7-0 teams, and you know, we'll see where that one shakes out. I think Winton Woods and Elder be a pretty really good game. I mean, Winton Woods is the real deal.
I like Bittner, the quarterback for Elder. You know, if they don't contain like Moeller didn't contain, he's going to have a big day against Winton Woods in their secondary. But if they do contain, it should be a close game, but we'll see. But St. Ignatius Wildcats is traveling to Otterbein University as the Moeller Crusaders travel up 71. They come in 7-0, number two team in the state of Ohio. They're big. They've got some big interior linemen. It's a traditional St. Ignatius Wildcats. We've got our hands full. Let's roll the ball out and see how we do. I just hope the kids go out and execute and hold on to the ball, catch the ball, and reduce your penalties, and let's see where things lie.
Well, and Rob, I think, you know, we had film night, you know, Tuesday night. You know, Coach Rodenberg, very gracious, going through the Elder game. And, you know, that's always tough, but – you know, his preview of the Wildcats, yes, they are very, very big. 6'7" at both tackles, 6'5" at the guards. You know, he kind of alluded to, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, is they didn't, you know, they're very, very solid. They're very, very good. Obviously, they're well coached. Didn't have like the off the chart skill set player like what we had at Trinity, where you had one guy that's going to dominate the game. But I think that can kind of help us. Rob, I'm not so sure what'll shake out our quarterback situation, but, you know, we got some skilled players. And
got to get them the ball, though.
Yep, yeah, got to get them the ball. And, you know, it may come down to our offense being our best defense tonight.
Yep.
As far as being able to move the sticks. You know, got to get some points on the board. We can't have what happened last week get behind so far that you know, it's over early. You know, that did happen last year. That game was over pretty much at halftime. If I remember, it was like 30-0. And, you know, we just got to go. I think the kids have some moxie that they're gonna be fighting. They're aware of what happened last year, and let's see if they can tee it up. And, you know, hey, let's go do one.
Kickoff is right around the corner. This is Rob Ebel and Jeff Schneidel, and we'll be bringing the action just in a minute.